القرآن الكريم is the majestic book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is that book which is a guidance for all of mankind and especially guidance for the pious believers. Remember, when we read Quran, it has to be read in a certain way. Our recitation has to be up to the mark. When we recite Al-Quran Al-Kareem, we have to recite it in the same manner that it was revealed in. A lot of Muslims in the world are not Arabs. We don't have the Arabic accent. We didn't grow up speaking Arabic. So we make extra effort. Inshallah, we're rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that effort, for that struggle to pronounce the words correctly, pronounce the letters correctly. Because remember, the Arabic language is very intricate. The letters of the alphabet, they each have their place of articulation, the place of origin. And if you were to replace a particular letter with another letter, many a times the word can even change. The meaning can even change, whatever you're trying to convey. If you're reciting Al-Quran Al-Kareem, imagine you're reciting a verse of the Quran and you change the meaning. How bad is that? There are people out there who recite Quran in that way, unfortunately. And they offer salah as well. How can they have hope that their salah is accepted? We can't just say, oh, Allah will forgive. Allah will forgive. Allah is Ghafoor. Allah is Ghaffar. Allah is Qahhar and Jabbar as well. Allah Ta'ala himself has mentioned through his beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the virtues of the Quran, the excellence of the Quran. And you only get those excellences when you recite the Quran properly. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in one narration said, there are many reciters who the Quran curses. The scholars of Islam, the commentators have said, this can also refer to those who recite the Quran incorrectly without tajweed, without articulating the letters from their correct places of origin. So, now that we know the importance, we have to take time out. We have to learn how to recite Quran properly. If someone's older, maybe 25, 30, 40, 50, you shouldn't feel embarrassed. Any embarrassment you feel in the dunya is way less than the embarrassment someone can face in the akhirah. So if one has to go to the imam, one has to go to the masjid and ask the Hafiz Sahib to teach them, no problem. Alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami has adult classes. Many people come, many people from all walks of life, they come and they want to better their recitation, they want to rectify their recitation. That's a very good sign, alhamdulillah, that they want to recite the book of Allah just as it was revealed, correctly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us divine aid in this regard.